Today's episode is sponsored by JetStore. JetStore meets your evolving needs for data storage, protection, and management. JetStore also leverages leading technologies to offer high-value solutions for NAS, SANs, clouds, and hyperconverged infrastructures. Visit JetStore at jetstore.com. That's JETSTOR.com to get started today. Demetrius Malbro back here once again for Data Protection Gumbo. I have the pleasure of speaking with one of my all-time favorites, Doug Newman, who is the co-founder of RPO. And I will let Doug explain to you all exactly what RPO is. And Doug, welcome to the gumbo.
Thanks, Demetrius. It's great to be back. Okay, so RPO is a disaster recovery solution for cloud workloads, focuses on AWS. The idea being that there's a lot of DR in the world, and pretty much all of it was built for traditional data center workloads. It's had a backup of a virtual machine, a database, oftentimes replicate those into another data center or into the cloud. If you've got a cloud native workload or a modernizing workload running in the cloud, your architecture looks different and you need a different solution for that. And so that's what RPO is. Turnkey, the easy button for disaster recovery of an AWS workload.
Got it. And you came out of the Y Combinator, right?
The Y Combinator. It sounds like a machine there. yes, we were a member, a batch member of the winter of 2021 batch of Y Combinator.
Awesome. Awesome. I love your story, by the way. I love the David and Goliath stories. And, you know, you keep hearing about that. And I'm really kind of upset about that, Google and Alphabet and Wiz.
Oh, really?
The whole deal just unraveled. It was $23 billion, and I don't know. I guess they want an IPO instead of
Wiz walked away from that, didn't they?
They did. Yeah.
That'd be hard to walk away from $23 billion. I think a few months ago, they raised it at $12 billion valuation. So the idea that in this economy, they have almost doubled within a matter of months. Seems pretty enticing. I'm not sure. There must have been something in that. They didn't think they could get it through the regulators or some terms they just weren't comfortable with. They decided to choose their own adventure.
Yeah, yeah. We are in uncharted territories right now. All right. So, yeah. Also, we're still hearing about layoffs. And the tech industry, of course, has seen significant layoffs recently, especially over the last several months and years. We're continuing to see 5%, 10%, 15% here and there, especially in the cybersecurity and data protection sectors as well. And so no one's immune to that, Doug. Now, how has RPO navigated some of these turbulent times? And also, what strategies have you employed to retain top talent?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting time, certainly. We are lucky to be in a place where we're growing in this economy. And so what is, I think, for the industry at large, maybe a bad thing turns out to be a good thing for RPO. So I'm going to relish the fact that we're in a pretty good situation from that perspective. We're a startup. So we're in the business of raising venture capital and effectively burning every month, losing money, which is exactly what startups do while we grow our business. And we were lucky to have a really successful capital raise last year so that we have not, we've been able to weather the macroeconomic stuff. All that said, I think our product is unique and different in the marketplace. And I think that has stood us well through this time. We have a pretty good corporate trajectory from that perspective.
Okay. And also with the rapid evolution of cybersecurity threats, we're continuing to see more and more breaches and ransomware threats and all different types of every flavor of ransomware, right? And all different types of cybersecurity threats. And the demand for skilled professionals is also even higher than ever because there's so many people on the bench. So many people looking to move and change jobs right now in the whole geopolitical situation. You have the election coming on. Biden just stepped down.
Yes.
And now Kamala is seems like she will be the candidate for president this year. And I want to get your perspective on maybe specific qualities and skills that you look for when hiring a new team member for RPO.
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned a lot of stuff there, which I think is contributing to the very interesting times we live in. You missed out on an assassination attempt recently, and it's been total chaos recent weeks.
Soap opera.
I think in general, like both the economic stuff and all the geopolitical stuff or whatever, it's cyclical. And, there's obviously a four-year cycle that happens with the presidential election in the U.S. And I think a lot of our economic fortunes are hinged with that. In the startup space, we talk a lot about how tight the capital markets have been really for the past 18 to 24 months. There's a lot of people saying that it's going to stay that way through the election until the economy gets some certainty around what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
So all that said, yes, you were asking about cyber threats and ransomware in particular. And, as a data protection gumbo, I'm sure that the audience here is all pretty tuned into the importance of not just keeping the bad guys out of your environment, but making sure that if they do get in, and they always seem to eventually get in, that you've got a path to recover. You've got a path to own your own destiny coming out of that. And that's been a huge focus for us at RPO over the past 18 months, is enhancing the product to tell a really good story and a differentiated story around how you recover from a cyber breach for your cloud workloads that are protected with RPO.
Got it. And you mentioned the whole cyclical challenge around the presidency and just any and everything right now, right? Especially in this industry, we're dealing with all different types of winds and headwinds and things that we're dealing with just overall. But the data protection industry specifically, it's evolving, and you have new technologies, you have new threats that are popping up as well. And how has RPO adapted to some of these changes just overall with the product? And also, what are some of the major shifts that you foresee in the industry over the next few years?
Well, we started RPO with the vision of building multi-region redundancy for cloud workloads. And this is, the strategy that pretty much everyone employs. When you think about traditional DR, but apply that to your cloud workload, you don't focus. I mean, you do focus to some extent on being able to recover in an alternate data center, but the isolation boundaries that are interesting in the cloud are regions, and being able to move a workload from one region of the cloud into another.
Right.
And so that's what RPO was initially built to focus on. We learned pretty early on, though, that in order to ensure that you could recover from a cloud compromise of your AWS account in our case, you need to be able to back those the data up and those systems up outside of that entire environment. So we've also focused since the beginning on what does it look like just to be able to take that data and effectively air gap it, logically air gap it. I think a lot of people get a little sensitive around using the term air gap when there isn't actually a network being detached. But all that said, making sure that all of that stuff is fully isolated. What we've really focused on recently is for ransomware in particular, how is it that you accelerate the recovery process for a ransomware attack? You think about what happens, you get a ransomware event occurs. First thing you need to do is to contain that ransomware attack. And generally that means let's go shut down systems or shut down networks, block people's ability to do bad things, ransomware's ability to do bad things. Once you get done with that, you pretty quickly get into a forensics mode where you need to figure out what has been impacted and where is the infection in your environment that needs to be inoculated, which presumably there's a malware attack somewhere inside of that was instigated the ransomware event. And so what we've done with RPO is to focus on how can we help people accelerate the forensics process and automate at large scale, analyzing systems to understand where is there a malware attack and which systems are actually clean. You know, the goal of this is to be able to quickly identify substantial parts of your environment that are safe to get back online and to take what is in the industry an average 21-day recovery time from a ransomware attack, get it down to something like 21 hours or maybe even faster, depending on the forensics effort there. So with RPO, we will recover you from a ransomware event into an isolated environment. You will quarantine all those systems. So if there's malware on those systems, it can't come alive. If there's some backdoor that's been installed, nobody can get onto these systems because the systems are isolated from the network. And then we orchestrate all of the forensics that are built into AWS to quickly go and identify which systems are clean and which systems are dirty and give you the ability to then bring those clean systems online quickly.
Doug, it seems like you're using some type of AI and automation in order to identify anomalous events, right? And things like ransomware that shouldn't be there, right? So how are you leveraging some of these newer AI technologies in order to improve disaster recovery processes? And also, what are some of the future advancements that you are excited about that maybe you guys are working on over there?
Yeah, so at a high level, RPO, the dirty secret for our product is that we don't actually do backup. Backup is built into the cloud. So we orchestrate backup and recovery using the native mechanisms that are in AWS. AWS also has native security forensic solutions, things like GuardDuty and Amazon Inspector, that can be used to go and identify when you have a problem. So, and fundamentally under the covers of these are some sophisticated machine learning algorithms that understand the data patterns associated with ransomware attacks and churn trends on data that is commonly seen with various security breaches. And so we build on top of the artificial intelligence that's built into those platforms and let them handle that complexity of identifying the ransomware. Our job is to scale it, to take something that might be not terribly difficult to do on one server and make it easy to do it on 1,000 servers so that it can happen massively parallel and very quickly analyze a large scale environment.
And I'm sure listeners may be curious. So this is all AWS specific, right? So you have a very strong focus on AWS. Can you elaborate on why AWS was chosen as the primary platform? And what about people who are on the others, right? Like Azure
Our vision has certainly always been to do this for all of the hyperscale clouds. We wanted to be really good with one cloud before we went and sought out others. And so Amazon is a massive environment. There's a lot of work to do to be able to protect comprehensively AWS workloads. And we're pretty close to being complete on our AWS coverage.
Yeah.
The vision is to go do Azure next. And I actually think the Azure platform, not just because of resilience problems that have been in the news recently, but in general, the companies that are embracing Azure, and it's growing so quickly these days, are the types of companies that invest in business continuity and disaster recovery and look for solutions to make that easier. So we're very excited about what we're going to get to do as we move into those other hyperscale cloud platforms.
Awesome. Good to hear. I can't wait to see what you guys come up with. I'm sure you're working on that right now. And I know that you are looking for a CRO. Is that correct, right?
That's correct.
How's that going? Yeah. Is that going well?
Well, we're pretty early in that process. So I think you noticed when I posted online about it last week and reached out and said, let's have another chat.
But I didn't talk about that role. Now let's get. I'm trying to help somebody else.
That's right. I'm hoping somebody in your audience is the perfect revenue leader for RPO. So
I wish I had the skills to be a CRO, but that's not.
I had the skills. If I had the skills, I wouldn't need to hire this role. But that's unfortunately not my background. So I mean, thus far, I think the search is going well. To the point you were making earlier, there's a lot of people who are trying to figure out what to do next with their career. right now. And so we've benefited from, I think, the state of the economy and both people who are wondering if their current gig is the right gig for them long term, as well as people who, for whatever reason, find themselves looking for their next job actively. So yeah. I've been really excited yeah. over the past week. I've had a half dozen conversations in pretty short order with some pretty qualified people. Haven't found the perfect fit yet, but I'm optimistic yeah. that we'll get this role filled here in the next 6 weeks or so and be off to the races with a new revenue leader at RPO.
That's pretty cool. And I guess you have to get to a point in your company where someone says, hey, we need a, right? And I'm sure there's a whole list of things that happen before you get to a point where yeah. you need to bring on someone with that skill set who can be a leader, not only from the sales perspective, but also take in account the product, right? Where the product is headed yep. as well, and link that into what marketing is doing. So you got to really be kind of a wizard, right? To see what's on the roadmap and have a good sense as to what's going on in the market and where things should be headed, right?
And I think that's why this role is so critical to us, is that it isn't just somebody to drive deals and to manage a sales team. It's somebody to look across the entire business and understand everything from like product market fit to product marketing to all of the sales process and all that kind of stuff. So it's super critical for the success of our business. And I'm excited about finding what many people have told me is a unicorn for this yeah. role, but I'm optimistic we're going to get there.
Well, awesome. And give the listeners the maybe an update on how they can get more information about RPO or even check out yeah. some of the careers that you have there.
Certainly. So we are RPO. You can see the spelling of it on my title here on the screen. So if you go to rpo.io and scroll to the bottom, there's a careers page with what we're currently hiring for on it. And people can also just connect with me on LinkedIn. If they're interested in learning more, I'm always happy to get connected in the industry and talk to people about what we're doing, get the good word out and all that. So certainly appreciate you having me on to talk a little bit about what we're looking for here and what we're doing with RPO. It's always great to be a member of the Gumbo community and to get a feature occasionally. It's really nice as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll have to make sure I get you one of these nice data is dope t-shirts yeah. here. So
I mean, I pay good money for that shirt, Demetrius, so just name your price,
okay? You got to specify what good money means, right? All right, so Doug, once again, thank you for being a guest here on Data Protection Gumbo. Wanted to put a quick shout out for the Backup and Recovery Professionals LinkedIn group. We have 26,000 professionals on that group, and we're having conversations around cybersecurity, storage, data protection, compliance, AI, blockchain, any and everything, right? We're talking about all the tech things there and even providing advice for people just like you. So, Doug, thank you once again for being a guest on the show, and we'll definitely have to get you back again.
All right. Thanks, Demetrius. I really appreciate it.